Day with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, former Queensland Labor MP Rob Pine is being ordered to pay over $150,000 for defamation after depicting former lobby group CEO as Jabba the Hutt. In a Facebook post from 2017, Pine criticised those in power, including an image of Jabba the Hutt, allegedly criticising Greg Hallam, who is the CEO of the Local Government Association of Queensland. Pine has allegedly made four defamatory posts in June to August of 2017 that were later deleted in 2018. Hallam told the court that he has suffered significant decline in his mental and physical health due to the online harassment that he has experienced during this time. Hallam resigned from his position as CEO in 2021 and has now been awarded $500,000 in damages.
Southern Cross University have announced plans to cut their undergraduate creative arts programs. The cuts have killed the Bachelor of Arts program, with the uni no longer offering degrees in music, art and design or digital media at their Gold Coast or regional New South Wales campuses. SCU Vice Chancellor Tyrone Carlin attributed the loss of their unviable arts programs to a national decrease in demand, partly driven by the Morrison government's Job Ready Graduates package that increased the cost of arts degrees. The changes do not affect currently enrolled students who are eligible to complete their degrees through to 2028.
In national news, lawyers apply for their clients to be released on bail as prisons in the Northern Territory report rising tensions due to overcrowding. This comes as the Northern Territory's Corrections Department rolls out emergency measures as a response to the unprecedented surge in prison populations. Defence lawyers are arguing for their clients to be released on bail due to concern for their safety. Barrister Mark Thomas described Darwin Correctional Centre to be in a state of chaos and utter uncertainty as his client is suffering from an array of medical conditions, including mental health complications that leave him especially vulnerable within the system. Criminal Lawyers Association President of the Northern Territory, Beth Wild, states that the government must consider alternatives to prison for low-risk offenders.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers has shared his belief that the Australian government wasted money during the COVID pandemic due to unnecessary JobKeeper payments and ill-conceived planning. Particularly, the Treasurer criticised the exclusion of temporary migrants in JobKeeper payments and the decision to allow Australians to access their superannuation early. He encouraged the government to learn from the experience, citing the lack of planning prior to the pandemic.
In international news, the United States Department of Defense has shared that the North Korean infantry are moving on Ukraine. The troops, reported to be wearing Russian military uniforms and carrying Russian equipment, make up contingent of the 12,000 North Korean deployed to reinforced Russian personnel, who have failed to deter a Ukrainian offense in Kursk. Both the United States and South Korean governments have called on North Korea to immediately withdraw from the region, with the high likelihood of North Korean combat deployment adding to global tensions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of rain and thunder in the afternoon. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. Before I go, I want to wish a happy 2-year anniversary to Juliana. You're the Jonathan Davis to my Fred Durst. I love you, and I will love you for as long as you'll have me. My moon and stars. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
You are listening to 4ZZZ. It is 11:03 a.m. This is Talking Zeds, and I am Liz Witt, manning the panel to bring you a very interesting chat by our beautiful Heather with the Cane Toad Times. And this is the station for love of all forms. I'm really into it. That was beautiful, Zedliners. You disgust me. We're going to get straight back into the chat. But before we do, I just want to let you know that the Cane Toad Times, if you're interested, will be available at 4ZZZ Studios. They're $18 each with a 10% discount for 4ZZZ subscribers. It's also applied online if you go to thecanetoadtimes.com.au. If you want to buy one in person, the Cane Toad Times magazine and Cane Toad Times torso shirts will be available this weekend on Saturday, the 2nd of November at the West End Markets from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Let's get back into the chats. This is 4ZZZ.